I'm asked, well, am I going to sign bills that come to me? Well, that depends. It depends on what they choose to put into those bills. I'll be sending a cover letter, and we'll have letters from the commissioners updating what they've sent before, which is the items in their existing House or Senate bills that they and I find unacceptable. And if those are recognized and accommodated, then they can send me bills that I can sign, assuming we can agree on the budget part of it. If they're going to send me bills that eliminate funding for pre-K, or that gut or delay the buffer legislation, or that strip the powers of the Public Utilities Commission to go through the Enbridge routing process and hand that over to the legislators. They're going to get Metro Transit, eliminate LGA funding from Minneapolis alone. And if they're going to cut state agencies without any specification of what they want the agencies to not do, as I've stressed throughout the process, that everything that the agencies do has been prescribed for them to do in statute by previous legislatures. If this legislature wants, or those that are in the majority want, agencies to not to have their budgets reduced, then they need to be explicit about what they want those agencies not to do. What services do they want them not to provide to people of Minnesota? And that's going to be a requirement of mine before I talk about, in an era of a $1.5 billion surplus, cutting state agencies as though there's just no consequence for their doing so. So those are examples of the issues where, if they choose to be confrontational with me, then we'll have confrontation. If they choose to decide to try to work out at the beginning of the process some reasonable accommodation after they've set a budget, after we have that part of it, where we're talking about apples and apples, then I see the opportunity to achieve that, and if not, we'll have to just take it from there. Be 5 weeks remaining when they return. Yeah. Excuse me, an ample amount of time to get these matters resolved on a timely basis. So that would be my goal. The leaders, both branches, both parties profess their desire to do the same. So where there's a will, there's a way, and I trust, well, hope we can find a way to conclude the session by the constitutional deadline in May, and everybody go home.